Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It is the last segment of this Tuesday afternoon show. Hope your workday has been going well. Jack from Merrimack, you had a question or comment about this important yet hyper-technical Wisconsin Supreme Court decision that came down today. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, let me thank you for explaining how our civil servants work, because we've got the MAGAs out there that are sowing their usual fear, hate, and anger by calling these people faceless bureaucrats and implying that their sole purpose is to just mess with your life. I mean, that you did a great service by explaining how it works. I've taken those civil service exams. They're not easy. And when I was up for the job, I had both of my master's degrees, one in chemistry and one in education, checked out as well. They do a good job of vetting people that are really experts. Having said that, my question is this. It seems like the court decision said basically if a regulation is made as a result of legislation that's been both enacted by the legislature and signed by the governor, if that regulation is enacted, then is made, then that should be implemented as soon as possible. And I'm wondering if that doesn't imply, for example, that the Joint Finance Committee, which seems to like to sequester money for things like education and environment, I'm wondering if, since that has been enacted by legislation and signed by the governor, I'm wondering if there isn't an implication there that money should be spent as soon as practical.
Jack from Merrimack, great question. A reflection of the quality of listeners, of all of you that participate in this program every day. Jack, what you have placed your finger upon is the distinctions between appropriations and actual expenditures, which are legally different things, and the idea of sequestration, which is a legislature or an executive branch trying to not spend money that has been appropriated, which we saw a problem with the Wisconsin Joint Finance Committee sitting on PFAS money, not spending a penny of it, though it was appropriated in a budget approved and signed by the governor. Think of appropriations and budget matters as completely separate and treated legally differently from administrative rulemaking. Things that impact our environmental regulations. That's the difference here. There are similar procedures and principles that are at issue, to wit, it would seem inappropriate and illegal for the executive branch to refuse to expend money properly budgeted by the legislature, who supposedly has the power of the purse. Right? Like, that's part of what's going on with the hundreds of Trump lawsuits, right? Because Congress has appropriated monies, they're supposed to be spent. And in fact, there are rules and laws about that. But here, this case today from the Wisconsin Supreme Court was focused on administrative rulemaking, where the state legislature passed a law, and to bring that law into effect, an executive branch agency made a rule. Now, what is fascinating here, ladies and gentlemen, is what was really going on. First of all, diehard conservatives hate all regulations, regardless of whether or not they actually work. They use things like efficiency and effectiveness and too much regulation to make us all freak out like regulations are out there to screw with your lives. They're not. Regulations are for regular people. Justice Rebecca Bradley wrote this completely bonkers dissent today because she's trying out, before Donald Trump, she had an audience of one, to try to get a federal court appointment. But what was really going on here was the fact that conservatives wanted to stop the Professional Standards Board here in the state of Wisconsin from making it professional misconduct for therapists or doctors or others that are licensed before the Professional Standards Boards, like counselors and social workers, to perform and promote conversion therapy. You know, when they try to convince folks that are LGBTQIA+ that they ain't LGBTQIA+. In other words, the counselor knows who you are better than you do. That was the rule that set all of this into motion. That the scientists and medical professionals that operate our professional accreditation and licensing board wanted and clearly stated that it would be professional misconduct to conduct, endorse, or recommend this bogus conversion therapy to Wisconsinites. So this is all part of what I'm going to call the right's invented attacks on our decisions to be who we are in whatever way that we choose. That's what it was really about. And today, the Wisconsin Supreme Court turned back all of that nonsense. Don't worry, I'll carve out a little time tomorrow to talk about the Brewers game. I'm headed there myself this afternoon. Hope you have a wonderful afternoon yourself. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. Thanks for all the texting and the calls. Y'all have great questions. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.